Tanya for the fourth day of Cheshvan, Dalet Cheshvan, is in the beginning of Igeres HaKedesh Simen Chav Vav, Igeres HaKedesh 26. The Alter Rebbe had just finished in Simen Chav Hei explaining how the Shechina can be clothed and in Golos within Klipa. And that those who ask on the statement attributed to the Baal Shem Tov, how it could be that the Shechina should be clothed in a non-Jew who is trying to distract the Jew from davening, so the Alter Rebbe explains that this is completely consistent with the idea that the Shechina comes into Klipa and has to be elevated from there, and that it's not the same as saying that the Shechina rests, which is true only of holiness. The Shechina rests in holiness. But the Shechina is also clothed in unholiness in order to elevate the good that is there and bring it back to its source. Now, in Simen Chavov, the Alter Rebbe says that the same is true in Torah itself. That Torah itself also comes down into Klipa in order to be Mevarer Klipa, and that the Jew learning Torah separates the good from the bad and elevates the good, bringing it back to its source. Simen Chavov. Zayu Mehemna Parshat Nosei. In Zayu Mehemna, on Parshat Nosei, on the Pasuk, V'hamaskilim Yazhiru Kizehar Harukiya, where it says that the knowledgeable, the wise, will shine like the shine of the heavens, which is a Pasuk in Daniel. So the Zehar says on that, in Zayu Mehemna, that Bahai Chibura Diloch, the Iyu Sefer HaZehar. The wise will shine like the shine of the heaven through the study of the Zehar, the writings of the Rashbi. So the Zehar Harakia is the Sefer HaZehar. Menzara de Imo Ilo Tshuva, which is the shine of Imo Ilo, that's Bina in the world of Atzilus, which is also the source of the higher level of tshuva. Be'ilin le'tzarech nesoyin, with those who study the Zehar, who study the Pnimiyus HaTorah, there will not be a need for testing. Because before Mashiach comes, there will be a test to separate those who are from holiness, those who are good from those who are bad. The wicked will reveal their wickedness, and the good will show their goodness through this test. But those who study the Kabbalah, who study the Zohar, the Pnimiyus HaTorah, they will not need to be tested. Ubegin da asid miYisrael imitoim miilna dechaya, and because Jews will have a taste of this tree of life, the ihu hai sefer hazeah, which is the tree of life being the sefer hazeah, Yafkun Bein in Golus Abirachamim. It will take them out of Golus. They will come out of Golus with Rachamim, with compassion, with pity, in kindness, without testing. The Yiskayim Behein Hashem Bodod Yanchenu Vein Imei Keil Nechor. And to them will be fulfilled the promise that God alone will take them out of Golus without any help from the nations of the world, whose angel is called Keil Necher. The angel, the Tsar, that is in control and in charge of each nation, that's called the Keil, the strength of the Necher, of the foreigner. The Ilma de Tevara, and the tree of good and bad. Until now we're talking about the tree of life. And the tree of good and bad, which is the Eitz Hadas, the ihu iser veheter tumah v'tahara, which is the mixture of the permissible and the prohibited, the clean and the unclean, le'yishlutu al Yisrael yater. This mixture will no longer prevail over the Jew. Do haparnosa d'lohein le'leheve ele misitra de'ilna d'chaya, because they will be sustained and supported only from the source will be only the tree of life. The lestamon loikashim esitra dera, in Kabbalah, in the Pnimiyas HaTorah, in the Tree of Life, there are no kashas that come from the side of evil, v'loy machlekes, and there also is no disagreement that comes mizuah hatuma, that comes from the unholiness. V'chsiv es ruach hatuma avi min ha'aretz, as it says, the spirit of tuma will be removed from the world. V'lo yispar nesun talmidei chachomim me'amei ha'aretz, and that means practically that the talmidei chachomim, the Torah scholars, will not be supported by the ignorant. Ella misitra d'teiv, but rather their sustenance will come from the side of goodness, of holiness. The achlin tahara kosher heter, who eat and are nourished by that which is pure and kosher and permissible. V'loy me'erev rav, and not from the mixed multitude. The achlin tumma posel osur, who eat those things that are tame, and that are posel, and that are osur. So that's what's going to be when Mashiach comes. We'll be taken out of Golus in compassion and rachamim, and the Talmud Chacham will no longer have to deal with the mixture of good and evil, but will receive their sustenance only from good itself. Ubezimna de ilna de teva rashilta, but in the time when the tree of good and evil, the tree of knowledge, is prevails in the world. In other words, before Mashiach comes, in the time of Golos, imun chachomim de damim l'shabboses v'yamim teidim, the talmidei chachomim who are compared to Shabbos and Yom Tov, les lohein ella madiyavin lohein imun chulin. In the time of Golos, the Talmud Chacham has only that which is given to him from a non-holy source. Kegavno di Yema Shabbos, similar to the day of Shabbos, the Lesley Elo Madimisaknin Le di Yema Dechel. We have what to eat on Shabbos only because it is prepared before Shabbos. So the weekday, the Friday before the Shabbos, is what feeds and provides for the Shabbos. And the same thing for the Talmud Chacham. In a time of Golos, the Talmud Chacham has to be supported by those who are not Talmidei Chacham. Ubezimna deshalta ilna dechaya, but in a time when the tree of life will prevail, when the tumah will be removed from the world, iskafya ilna deteivara, then the mixture of good and evil will be subdued. V'lo yehela am ha'oret, ami ha'oret, ella madiya havinon lohein talmidei chacham. Then the order will be reversed, and the am ha'oret will have only that which the Talmud Chacham feeds him and gives him. V'iskafya tachusayu, tcheisayu, ki ilu lehava ba'alma. And they will be so subdued and so bottled to the Talmud Chacham as it would be as if they don't exist at all. And the same is true also with the part of Torah that is the mixture of good and evil, the permissible and the non-permissible, the pure and the impure, will not be removed from the Am Ha'aretz. The Mesitraihu less ben galusa liyameis haMashiach elishibud malchias bilvad. The Am Ha'aretz, for them, there will be no difference between the time of Golus and the days of Mashiach, other than the absence of being subjected to the influence or to the authority of other peoples. So other than the freedom and the independence, there will be no difference for them between before and after the coming of Mashiach. The inon leitam in the Mishnayis that deal with the laws of the permissible and the not permissible, of the clean and the unclean. Ad kan b'raya mehemne. All of the above is a quote from the Zohar, from the Raya Mehemne. In the Hayyim Yem, for the fourth day of Cheshvan, The Rebbe writes that Limud HaTeva b'chol yein v'yein negeya b'nefoshes mamish. The study of Teva on a daily basis is crucial to life itself. Lei levad b'nefesh ha-leimed, not only for the individual who is learning, who is doing the studying, ki im gam b'nafshes b'nei beisei, it is also crucial for the life of his family, members of his family, she'oz avir habayis hu avir teva v'yir ha-shamayim, because the person who learns every day creates for the home an environment of teva and Yira Shamayim and fear of heaven.